Fadia gets her children ready for school. One after the other, they wait patiently for their turn.
Basketball.
It's a morning routine that Fadia used to share with her husband. But the war in Syria took him from her, forcing her into early widowhood at the age of 31. Now, she is both mother and father to her four young children.
When my husband was alive, I didn't have all the responsibilities. When I had to work, I was comforted that he was at home and he could solve any problems. After he died, my fate changed overnight. Now I carry all the responsibilities.
After her husband was killed, Fadia tried to stay on in Syria. But a rocket attack at her home severely injured her and her youngest daughter, Aisha. Afraid for her children's safety, she fled to neighboring Lebanon. But life here isn't any easier. Her savings are gone and there is no regular work. Fadia now relies on donations from UNHCR and local partners to feed her children.
Sometimes we delay breakfast so we can eat lunch because we can only afford two meals a day. Sometimes it's just one meal, depending on how much food I can afford. Meat, we eat once a month when we get food handouts.
Fadia is not alone. She is one of 145,000 Syrian families in Lebanon, Egypt, Jordan, and Iraq headed by women. Poverty, isolation, and fear of exploitation are just some of the hardships they face. UNHCR released a report, Women Alone, based on the testimonies of 135 Syrian refugee women like Fadia. Women whose lives are filled with hardships and whose future seems increasingly uncertain.
We can't help wondering, what will happen next to us? Maybe this situation will last years. Maybe we stay here. Maybe we will never go back to Syria. How long will we have to stay in this building? Maybe the landlord will kick us out. And then, where can we go?
Fadia finds some hope in the company of other women like her in this building. Soon, she will start a volunteer program for UNHCR, using her skills as a nurse. All small comforts to help her survive when the loss of her husband is just too heavy to bear.